That's when I knew that when I met him and I met other people, you really can't sometimes measure maturity through age sometimes. It's really about the experience.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of None of Your Business. It's a happy, happy Monday. And today we have a very special guest, actually guests. We have two guests for today. And this is actually the first episode where I have two guests for a podcast. Today we're going to be discussing dating and doing business with an age gap, right? So we have here with me, Christopher Taylor and Paolo Gonzalez. They're partners in life and they're partners in business. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm really excited for all the gossip that I will partake in today. So this is definitely the probable first question. Tell me, what's your story? How did you guys meet? How did it all start?
Well, okay, so I'm going to take the floor because I know Chris is going to be busy. He's actually doing his meeting today. So yes, back in 2020, and when I moved here, somewhere around, I think, March, we were already talking on Instagram back when I was still a flight attendant, 2019. But I think at that time, we were just cool from each other. We were not, you know, taking it to the next step. And so when I came here, and there were a lot of drama prior that when we met, but we basically met through Instagram.
Oh, nice. Yes. So who slid into whose DMs?
Oh my God. Please ask him that question.
You know, I still don't know how I found him on Instagram. It's still a mystery to me, but somehow I did. I kept liking his post. I kept liking and commenting on things. I noticed he was trying to not only travel the world, but start a business. So that's kind of where it started. We just started talking to him, kind of giving him some advice about business. And we just started talking about other things. And it just kind of led one thing to the other. We found some common interests. I was going to be close to where he was on the West Coast, and he decided to go to Chicago instead and meet me there, and the rest is history.
Right. Yeah. So you said, Chris, that you were open to giving him advice and you were inspired by his hustle and his motivation. What were you doing at this time? Did you already have a business, or are you planning to start a business? Where were you
at this time? Yeah, I had a business, and it was obviously during right before COVID really hit hard. And so I was traveling all over the place, meeting with clients. Travel was kind of limited. So I was really focused on kind of grounding my business, keeping it afloat, keeping it kind of going, right? Trying to figure out what else I could be doing to diversify during COVID, right? Because can't go to client sites where most of my work is, meeting with clients. So it was difficult. It was very difficult. So it kind of bridged my gap. It gave me something to think about besides just my core business, and actually allowed me to think outside of the box. And he's the one that got me really, I mean, I knew social media, I used it on a personal level, but once I met him, I started to monetize it on a business level. And it's really changed how I do business, actually.
Aw, I love that. I love that. No, honestly, I'm totally with you on that. If you have a good partner, a good boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, the growth that you get in business becomes really, it's like a big leap. It's because you're in a much better headspace, if you know, it's not a toxic relationship, it's a growth focused relationship, because as Warren Buffett said, the most important job of the CEO is to make good decisions. And if you have a partner that supports you, believes in you, and gives you the support system that you need to make good decisions, it's very easy to see why your business would take off. So before you guys met, before you started doing business, fell in love, what did you guys think of age gaps in general? Let's start with you, Paolo. Have you dated? What is your experience with like age gaps?
Well, okay, so just to give a little bit of background of who I was. So I actually did study entrepreneurship and major in managed business management back in the Philippines, San Beda, to be specific. I also tried real estate at Century Properties back then. And then after that, I tried fraud specialist at JP Chase. And then after that, I became a flight attendant. So I think my exposure to, and I worked as a flight attendant for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I was working at Qatar Airways. And so I think my experience for meeting different people, meeting different cultures, I was really able to exercise and gain more experience about my interpersonal skills. And also that gave me a privilege to meet many different types of people.
Right.
And I think in the process, I did learn to myself what's important for me. And I think there are hard lessons in life that sometimes that you don't read them by reading a book, or, and you just get to find them themselves. I think in the process, when I met him, there were these stereotypes, like because of our age gap. And so sometimes before, when I was younger, you cannot, it's not that easy for you to break those boundaries of what other people think of you. But when you're becoming older, you really get to know and define what's really important for you. And those are the qualities, and those are the personality and the character and abilities of somebody. And I think in the process, when I met him, I left my job, I moved here, I processed all my visa, starting up a business, and then I still have bills in the Philippines. And so when I met him, we started bonding over business. And then I told myself, then let me actually give myself a chance to get to know him. And the rest is history. That's how it basically started.
I love that. I love what you shared about the focus being on shared values. Mm-hmm. And someone's virtues. Yes. And everything else is just secondary. So like looks, right? Like height.
Exactly.
Like in the Tinder generation, like especially for girls, a lot of girls are really into height. Like, oh, I will never date a guy under 6 feet or something like that.
I'm one of them because I'm 5'9".
How tall are you, Chris?
Five. Thank God I'm 6'5".
Jesus, I need a step ladder to talk to you. I'm 5'2", but I love it.
It's fine. Yeah. Every woman can add an extra height with the heels. Unfortunately for guys, you either have to be born with it or just live with it.
That's true. That's true. What about you, Chris? Have you dated someone before who where you have like a big, huge age gap with them, whether they're older or younger than you?
I have younger, and you know, it's interesting that I, you know, having been with him almost 2 years now, I've come to the conclusion that age is definitely a mindset. It's not a number, because, you know, I know people that are 60 that act like they're 15, and I know 15-year-olds that act like they're 60, right? So, you know, I think for me, everybody has different levels of maturity in different parts of their life. And I think finding somebody that fills those gaps, maybe where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, right? It's what I, you know, it just happens. And that's what happened with us. I think that, you know, I found that, you know, especially in relationships, believe it or not, I'm 53, I have 4 kids, I'm divorced, I should know everything about relationships. He's taught me things that, and give me a fresh look on relationships that I didn't know, that I know a lot of 53-year-olds that still haven't experienced that. And
absolutely.
I feel bad for them, because, you know, eight, you know, looking for somebody close to your age, finding things in common, you know, a lot of people, that's, you know, what they believe in life is what they want to do. And, you know, sure, you have to have things in common, but I think it's that dynamics that it keeps it fresh, right? It keeps us on our toes with each other. It motivates me in areas where, you know, sometimes I need motivated, and vice versa. There's things that I believe that sometimes I give him advice on. It's not of my age. It's just my experience. I've been through it. I always tell people, most of what I talk about, I've been through it. It's not an assumption. It's not something that I think might happen. I've been there, right? And I can talk about it. And if I haven't, I don't talk about it, right? I only talk about the things that I've experienced in my life that I want to share. And I think having somebody who's at the age he's at, but mature enough to listen to that, absorb that, and do something with it, it says something about the maturity of where he's at. And again, I know people that are 60 that don't know how to do that. So
yeah,
I think I got lucky. That's what I will say. Aww. I found somebody 30 who doesn't act 30, who's much more mature in so many different ways than, you know, my ex-wife who was 45. So what, you know, it happens.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I like how, you know, you definitely strike me as a really optimistic guy and that you see the good in a lot of things. And you even viewed how different you are with Paulo as a positive thing, whereas, you know, your differences made space for learning about each other, you know, taking pleasure in curiosities, in learning about each other and taking advantage of, yet, you know, for me, I think the largest age gap that I've had with someone I've dated is just 10 years, but he always told me how he loved like my youthful energy and all that. And then I also admired when he would mentor me. Actually, we had that like mentor relationship too. He would always, he helped me really build my business when I was way younger at that time, but he was also the reason he was a big factor in me getting like my first office because I was too young to like sign a lease by myself or something. And I definitely owe him, you know, we're good friends. And he also says he's learned a lot from me. I think that what you shared about the beauty of your differences and how you also perceive your relationship now and learning from the past and you knowing now what you want, like that comes with age and experience.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm also going to be a little biased here. I think the cultural differences also plays a little bit of spice.
Yes.
Because growing up in the Philippines, I will be quick with this because I want Paulo to expand on it. Like growing up in a poor country and getting to know hustle in a poor country is different from hustle in America. And it's just such a different experience. Paulo, how did, so when you felt like it was the right time to really commit to this relationship and also knowing that you probably will be doing business together, which scared you more, especially with the cultural differences, the doing relationship part, the dating part, or the doing business part?
Actually, there's a timeline to it. It's a mixture of a little bit of both. And again, like I want to mention about the cultural differences on how different it is in our culture, especially in a family tight-knit culture where I grew up in a setting where my father and my mom puts high standards on me and also disciplines me in a very strict way. And I also have to mention that sometimes in the Philippines, even if a lot of people hustle there, the opportunities are also not equal for everybody. And I have to admit that too, because I think I wouldn't also be this mature meeting somebody who's like him if I didn't have those experiences and advances as well, that some of the Filipinos have to probably work 3 times harder than I am.
Absolutely.
But also, I also applaud, and as much as now in my 30s and having my own startup and also being an entrepreneur myself and being on social media is to somehow bring awareness and also uplift, I think, those aspiring entrepreneurs, especially millennials, like you and I. And so that played a role in our relationship. At first, I think in any type of dating, in my own experience, this where you have this butterflies in your stomach, that kilig moment in Tagalog, where you just can't explain that feeling. Although I'm such an avid fan of like business material online or articles, or just in general, people who are very passionate in building startups. And some people also talked about the dynamics of their relationship, getting into business with your partner. And so I think there's a portion in our relationship where we've learned how to, we talk about our personal life. We we also separate when it's business or we're, when it's also, and sometimes I think in a perfect world, if it exists, there is sometimes a blurred line between what's personal and what's business.
Right.
And I think him and I, at least one of us, sometimes when one is lacking and the other is has a strength on it, we try to compensate on those blind spots that we have. Let's say, for example, I'm starting to become a little aggressive and a little bitchy or something sometimes. You'll never know. When you get so busy and everything, all the stress level are so high. And so, and there are times that he's the same. So sometimes I feel like, and my greatest advice that I got is also from my mom, and being in a Philippine setting where divorce is not a thing, annulment is such a hard process. And so I think there are times when I struggle with my relationship and my dynamics with him is that I call my mom sometimes and she would give me advices on when you're both stressed, don't level your stress with each other. One of you has to calm each other down, because if you both butt heads, then sometimes you make decisions out of emotion and things just fall apart. In that Filipino culture, that somehow I kind of influenced him in, and sometimes, you know, talking about it, the concept of it in your head, sometimes it's a little difficult, especially the cultural barrier, but we try it, and then we sometimes treat each other like business deals.
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah, but again, like there are relationships that other people like question us, or especially in his side of his family, and sometimes my family too, like, how does it work? But you know, like, all I can say is when you are in a relationship, you can't really expect other people to understand what's going on inside your relationship, your struggles, your challenges in your life and whatever.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to explain to others, it's hard to like defend what you're doing in your relationship, because mm-hmm. only the both of you can know what's really going on and can understand each other. So mm-hmm. communicating with each other is just really the best. What about you, Chris? Like, you mentioned that you were married and you used to be married and you have four kids. So you've lived that family life. And now you guys are living kind of an alternate lifestyle. And how was the transition for you? And did the transition make you optimistic or pessimistic? Was it a struggle? How was it?
Well, so I guess I'll say that, you know, for everybody out there, if you wake up and at least one time in the day you don't doubt at least part of what you're doing in life, or at least question it, you're probably not living, right? And so the cultural differences between us actually was a strength that he brought to the table, the discipline, the way that his family interacts with each other and how it's different. I mean, I have three daughters that are under the age of 21 or 21 and younger, right, in college, all three of them. So you can imagine the dynamics there and how it's so different.
Right.
And when they're around him, how it's different, right? But bringing that culture together and me being able to absorb how his family interacts with him, and he interacts with his sister, and talking with his sister who's not that much different in age than my daughters, I was able to find things that I really admired in them that I wanted to, you know, carry over to my family. And I've tried to do that, right? I've tried to immerse them into different cultures, and you know, that's been interesting. And also I think that yes, it is a struggle, because it's not just about the age gap. It's okay, he's on a path in his journey of life that's similar to mine, right? He's trying to build a business. He's trying to get to the next level. I've done that, but I also looking to do that all the time, right? New ventures. So it's kind of like we're on the same journey. Yes, I've done it before. It's a familiar journey, but it's so much different this time around. I'm with somebody who has that passion, who has that drive, who has a different cultural, you know, awareness that they bring to the table. He's been around the world and traveled, so he knows how to interact with different people. And being able to learn from that has been amazing for me, because people go, wow, you've done the same thing. Yeah, but not through his eyes. Now I get to do it through his eyes on a journey with him. It's kind of cool. And yeah. Yes, I wake up some days and go, whoa, are we doing this right? You know, do we question ourselves? You know, people do question relationships. I don't care if it's an age difference, if it's a, you know, a cultural difference. Obviously us, you know, being gay puts a whole nother, you know, level on it that's even different, you know, especially in my family's culture and, you know, where I came from. And even so much in his culture, a little bit, right? It's more accepted, but we're not there yet, right? And everybody thinks we are, but we really are. Him and I live it every day, right? We live the dynamics of a family that was, quote unquote, the perfect family, right? The four kids, the dog, the house, the cars, the business, you know, the pools, the vacations, all of that. But that doesn't make you happy. And when you find somebody that pushes the other side of you that you really want to do in life that you can't do with that person. There's nothing against my ex-wife. We weren't on the right path together, right? Different journeys. We realized it. And now I'm on the right journey. I believe, feel like I am, right? And sure, every day I wake up.
I hope you are. Kidding.
Well, you know, if I'm not.
The Filipino culture in me.
Let the flight attendant check your boarding pass if you're in the right journey.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, my partner and I always described, so my partner and I met here in Mexico. He's also from the States. He grew up in Idaho, and he is also kind of different, actually not kind of, very different from me. And he's like an executive. I'm this like crazy entrepreneur. And then and he's like an executive, went to college, good boy. He plays golf. So he definitely like, he fits a certain, you know, like Christian, like he fits a certain, and I'm just this crazy girl from the Philippines who has started traveling since 2016 and, you know, posts nasty memes on social media that, you know, into single dads. Like, I'm just kidding. But like, but also we always say that, like, I think meeting people and being in a relationship with them is kind of like being at a bus stop together, right? And you meet mm-hmm. each other and then you are going to the same direction. You're going to the same place. So you take the same bus together. And if the journey in that bus is a good conversation, and then you keep going, right? And the important thing is, like, you're heading in the same direction. You have like similar values and all that. I think the other things are just, you know, they're just mess. It's just clutter, right? The other things are just clutter. Mm-hmm. You know, statuses, you know, even a marriage, like the important thing is the relationship. Okay, so what did you, so we're going to get spicy here.
Sure.
What are the things that are difficult with, let's start with working with your partner, with your life partner, spouse, boyfriend. What are the challenges that come up every now and then?
I think work ethics and also your preference and how you work. And sometimes he's got his own, how he deals his own thing too. And especially right. he is his own entrepreneur. And I also want to run my business in a certain way. And I have my approaches too. And I think that's a challenge sometimes, because that, in the middle sometimes when both of your interests are like both valid mm-hmm. and they have good projections too. And there are times where those ideas just can't coexist and get executed at the same time.
Right. You know?
So sometimes I think that was a struggle, I think. And then sometimes, of course, there are days where the stress takes a toll on you. And then where I mentioned about the blurred lines,
yeah.
That's the interlapping part when both of you are trying to like, this is how you're supposed to do it. And then, no, I'm going to do it this way and that, vice versa.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? What was a challenge for you on your end?
Yeah, I think I could rewind the tape a little bit. When we were first together, and he probably remembers that he was baking a couple of ideas. And I think at that time, we were also young in our relationship. So I was still learning how to talk to him and give him that advice, if you will, mode, get into that advice mode without making it sound like I was trying to tell him what to do or
right.
he didn't know what he was doing. That was a challenge, because that's where I questioned, wow, is it an age gap? Is it because I've been through this and he hasn't? And then I realized, you know, it doesn't matter how old he was. There's people that start a business at 50. They're going to have the same mindset he does, right? They're trying to figure this out. There's a lot of stress on them. Of all, you know, I always say, I don't fear what I have to do. I fear what I don't know, right? And that's what I think he was struggling with. I recognize that. I'm not always a good listener. I love to talk, but I learned to bite my tongue. I learned to listen more. And I picked up on things that I could just help him with subtly without forcing it on him. And then after a while, he started asking for my opinion. And still, even to this day, I'm very careful about, and I don't, it's not like I walk on eggshells. I'm very careful about how I position when I'm going to tell him something like, hey, maybe you should look at this or look at that. But sometimes, hey, if he's not pulling it, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Get your head out of you know what. Come on, let's go. Right? What are you doing? Seriously, yeah. You're distracted. Come on, get back with it. We all need that, right? We all get distracted. That's the interesting dynamic of the business, right? You have a personal life where we're intertwined in social media, right? We're always posting things. Sometimes, you know, Instagram eats before we eat kind of thing, right? And you have that whole mode. And then you go into the business mode with social media. Now I'm trying to build a kind of a platform on social media for myself, and he's helping me. So I think we have to learn to compartmentalize things, right? Put it in a box when it's time to shut it for the day, or time to put that in a box when it's done, right? Because I could go all night talking about advice, talking about things, right? And we would be there all night, but I think we would take the oxygen out of the air from our relationship. So it's hard sometimes, right, to really balance that. I mean, you're sitting on the beach and all of a sudden you start talking about work. Whoa, you catch yourself, right? Wait a second. Where are we right now? Get out of that mode, right? But then sometimes it draws us closer because we get into a conversation. Right. Next thing you know, we've been talking about it for 30 minutes and it doesn't feel like business. So right. I think I'm learning to be more comfortable in a relationship, not to pick and choose when to talk about what, but be careful not to take his space when he needs to talk or when he has ideas to share, because we both are running at the speed of light. And I think sometimes we collide when we don't recognize each other needs that space and right. that voice to be heard, right? That's hard. That is when I say I wake up every day thinking about how I can do things different, or am I not doing something? That's probably what comes to top of my mind is, hey, focus today. What do you need to get done? But also make sure he gets what he needs from you and vice versa. You get what you need from him in terms of support, whatever it may be, right? Having a bad day, I just want to come over and say hi, right? Something like that. So it's a struggle, but I think we're getting there. I feel like I look back 2 years ago, rewind that tape, it's a vastly different conversation. Definitely yeah. different. Yeah.
And I think that kind of dynamic that we had also has to play, especially, for example, the pressure sometimes is on me because I'm the younger one on. I think, like, again, back in my past, like, I've met people my age, a little older than I am. And then you really get to, let's say, on average, if you're going to do your own research or data analysis, it's weird to label those kind of your dating patterns and how you formulate your own observation and the type of people you meet. And that's when I knew that when I met him and I met other people, you really can't sometimes measure maturity through age. Sometimes it's really about the experience, because I've also met people same as his age where their priorities are totally different. Yes, they've made their successes and whatever, but just the lifestyle of acting like they're bachelors, party right. here, party there. And mm-hmm. so, and I'm also in a stage of my life where I feel like at least somehow at my 20s, I was able to travel, be young, experience all those kind of things. And at one point you have to grow and mature. And then I get to realize as well in my career where, especially when I was a flight attendant, that it felt like it was an ended kind of career for me, open-ended career for me, where the longer I stay there, this is the only thing I know doing. And that really scared me. And then, you know, the COVID thing happened, a lot of people got laid off, and thank God I left my previous company before all those things happened. And I was on the verge of really starting my business, figuring out social media. At that time, I managed to gain some followings. And so I didn't know how to capitalize and monetize that following that I gained. I gained audiences who are interested to become a flight attendant or my travel photos and everything. Until when I came here, that's when I learned how to put business aspect into what I do. And so, and then meeting him, there is still this millennial on the go drive of personality that I have. And I think he has that too until to this day. But there's also a side of his life that has to be more stable. And I think when I prioritize, what do I really want in life? What path do I really want to take in life? I want more stability. And mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes, and even in relationships that I've been in the past and until to this day, everything really takes a lot of effort, and it doesn't take like 2 days or sometimes even 3 months, not even a year, for you to fully know somebody and get to learn each other's dynamics, what you don't like about them, what you, the things that they do that annoys you, and vice versa to him. Especially right? Us being Filipinos, that sometimes, you know, when you want something, you have the will, you're gonna fight for it till the end.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to, it's like, I think people like us, you know, Filipinos, and like, we're used to the hustle. Like, if we really want something, like, nothing's gonna stop us.
Yeah.
And I understand that that could also get annoying if you're dating us. We could be stubborn. And we could be stubborn. We're like, no, this can be done. I'll do this. Like, I am the aberration. And so sometimes, you know, even though someone who has the best, our best interests, maybe someone like Chris or my boyfriend, right? So I was like, no, like, calm down. Like, let me give you some advice. I know how to do this. It's like, sometimes it's hard for us to like listen to them properly because we're just so headstrong and we're very like, I don't know, and we just have a goal and a target, like we go for it. But I also like what Chris shared about taking, being careful to know your role, if you're wearing the mentor hat or the boyfriend hat, right? Because I also make the same mistake. If my partner is doing something at his work or he wants to start a business, sometimes it's automatic. It's like instinctive for me to like give advice, but he doesn't really need advice. He just needs someone to listen to him or just to bounce ideas off. And when he's ready for advice, then he will tell me, right? And then I think we also need to trust our partners more.
That's very important, trust.
Right?
Yes.
Trust their intelligence and not get into like teacher mode all the time. I mean, it's hard not to do. If you,
you
like,
know, funny.
You mentor your people. Me too. Yeah. I coach every day. I coach my team every day. So it's sometimes hard to get out of it.
It's funny because I think we've learned some, at least I have, and I think Paulo practices this in a different way. I'll say something like, hey, disclaimer, I'm just looking for advice here. Don't really need anything more. Just listen to me. Yep. Right? I'll say that to him. Hey, disclaimer, I want to bounce something off of you. I'm going to talk a lot and some of it's not going to make any sense. I'm going to be all over the place.
Yep.
I'm trying to get my thoughts gathered. I'm a verbal thinker here now, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this through verbally with you. Just go with me. And then all of a sudden it takes over, right? And then it's but when we didn't do that, I think we were misaligned as to expectations, right? Look, I'm just looking to talk. I'm not looking for you to give me 4 hours of advice. And back to that, yes, I call it determined and doesn't give up. Absolutely. If he wants something, you may as well just, it's done. It's going to happen. Or he's going to drive it in the ground trying.
Yeah.
And so that's a good quality. But I also think that's a quality that others around sometimes have to say, oh, that's good enough. You got it, right? You can stop now. You're there, right? You got it. You won. Yeah. You're good, right? You got what you wanted. Now let's move on, right? Because, and I think that, but that's an important trait. That's something, you know, that also, like you said earlier, that's part of youthfulness. That's also part of, you know, not afraid to try because, you know, people like me who've been there, yes, you're not afraid to try again, but you're more cautious because you know exactly what can happen. Whereas sometimes it's better to throw caution to the wind, again, with the proper guidance, just go for it, right? Sometimes, and I think we forget that in life sometimes, that life is a challenge, life is a risk. There are no guarantees. You only get one shot at this. Today will be gone. You can't rewind the tape and go back. That's it, right? You got to move on. So make every day count.
And I think in our relationship, sometimes the most important thing is, and this is also the communication dynamics that him and I have, is I think because back in the past, dealing with many people, dealing with many, almost hundreds of people every day in my previous career, you know the importance of communication. But there's also a fine line between how you communicate in your work environment. And it's also very, very different when you're not in your uniform, you're also not in your uniform or your career, your coat, when it's your relationship. And sometimes I think in a relationship, even you wear those many hats. And it's a practice. I think it's a practice that him and I are trying to, I think over time, learn how to adapt. We don't have a method, by the way. All we struggle sometimes too, especially when both of us have strong points and both of us have strong feelings about a topic or something that him and I want to really like make understand each other. And I think, and sometimes emotion gets high. And okay, I'm sorry to say this, but there's this Filipino trait in me where if I cannot make it, goodbye, I'm going to pack my bags.
Oh gosh, I know that. I know that. I remember, yes, I had that fight with my ex too. My ex where we had a big age gap. We had like one fight and I was like, I'm just going to like pack up right now and teach you a lesson.
Carla, do not say that. Oh yeah, so I think also because maybe he doesn't, at first, I think he doesn't understand that trait that I had. I think
it's a soap opera, Paolo, that we watch growing up.
I know. You know what? Actually, that can be a factor, but also because you know what? I realize as well in my age right now as well, and I think in the hustle culture, is that you have this self-confidence in yourself that no matter how bad or how worse the situation is, you condition yourself all the time to think, to think outside the box, to how to do this, how to do that. And I think over time, and it's one thing that I think at my age, because his children are still very young and they're still in college, that we have problems, by the way, that sometimes in the American culture, where especially at their age right now, where they still need to learn a lot of things on how to make their dreams come true for themselves. Because, I mean, no matter, I think what I learned as well growing up in the Philippines and seeing people who are above my social status in life, where everything is really handed over to them. They have this, they have that. And so, and now that I'm 30 and they're at the same age as I am, and I see their struggle on it, they don't know the meaning in their life. And sometimes even if they work on the inheritance or the opportunity passed on them, it's like they don't know the right tool. They don't know how to use the right tools given to them. So sometimes I think it somehow, just because you are born into a privilege of money or wealth, even in the Philippines, it doesn't guarantee whatever success you're going to have in life. And I think sometimes when I see some patterns, I think especially in his children, that maybe I can influence him. Like, they need to learn how to fight for what they want. They need to learn how to really struggle too. Because I think that's very important, that if you know an experience to struggle, you wouldn't want to feel that way again. And you're going to make something out of it. And I think that independence of, if things don't work out, I'll just leave you. I think it also stems from that hustle spirit that you have in you.
Right, you're right. No, you're right. Absolutely. I've never actually thought of it that way. Because I think like in the Philippines or anywhere, if you grew up poor and you're used to being so poor, if you try a lot of things and if something doesn't work, you move on very quickly. Yeah. And you kind of try to minimize your losses, right?
Yeah, sure, sure.
So I like that you pointed out that in your 30s, late 20s, early 30s, you get to start being more conscious and be smarter about business and actually being more intentional about what you're doing in life, because these are the moments in our life where we get to really define what we want. I'm a little curious, like, do you personally desire to also be a mentor to like Chris's kids and to be a role model? And what are you doing to get there? But if you feel like that's too personal, it's fine.
Oh, no, totally. It's fine. Well, I started my social media just sharing my life, sharing my experiences. And along the way, I saw the benefit that I actually somehow did have small audiences at that time. And so I think it's a plan, because actually my sister is also an entrepreneur. She has a hair business in the Philippines and she started a hair extension business. And I funded her experience and her trial and her errors in her business. And even that is a very tough dynamic. So, like, yeah, if you both have strong ideas and strong personalities, that clashes all the time. But I think as of now, sometimes learning has to be has to come to you first. You need to want it. You need to want it in order for you to absorb it. But sometimes, even if things are just handed over to you, you take it for granted. So I want to see that drive first for to anybody to learn what I do and what we do. And then I'll share. And then those who wants to listen, they're free to listen. I think that's where I'm at as well. And especially right now, like I have a startup that launched last November. And even though I have a degree in business that I studied way back 2009, and everything on the scale just changed like in a blink of an eye. I didn't practice my entrepreneurship knowledge and degree because I took so many different paths in my career. And so I was just really able to adapt now to the new changes that is happening in the business industry. And so I do maybe somehow one of these days when I see more growth and more credibility in building my business and especially in this startup that I have, eventually it's actually what I want to do. And I do actually want to focus on Filipinos, especially. That is one thing that I've been telling Chris, especially when I started my candle business. I sourced my manufacturers, my candle waxes that actually has programs to help farmers in the Philippines, coconut independent farmers, and the soy industry as well. And so I saw that an opportunity, especially in this day and age of sustainability and safeguarding livelihoods, in order for me to not just build business, but also help other people.
I love that. I love that. And that definitely, you know, it's going to also really make you a good role model, a different role model. You know, Chris is a role model to his kids. Their mother is a role model to their kids. And now they got an extra role model. So actually, you know, they're in a good spot. Like, it's like they got a surplus of role models. Uh-huh. Like, and that is a good situation to be in. What do you think, Chris?
I do. And I mean, again, he brings a different perspective that I think they can identify with, right? Especially, you know, he's off one generation, but not that far, right? Millennial to Gen Z for my kids. And then I have a son that we haven't talked about who's only 13, who, you know, even repeats some of his phrases now, right? So it's funny to watch him as he grows up to take pieces of the culture from Paulo and from me. And it's kind of becoming a mishmash, right, of different pieces of him are being built. And it's, so yeah, it's fun to watch. I'll say that it's fun to watch. I can't wait to see what happens next. You know, again, he's open. I would say another dimension has opened up to my kids. And obviously, you know, there's a dynamic of three daughters, daddy's girl. There's always going to be that dynamic of, you know, you're in the way with my dad occasionally, the jealousy component, all of that, right? That's just normal, especially in a divorce. Yeah. I came from divorced parents. And so, you know, I understand that. I can identify actually with my kids better than anybody because I did come from divorced parents. So I know what they're going through. And he brings the stability of a family, always been together. Obviously, in the Filipino culture, divorce is just it isn't done, right? You don't do it. And so, you know, that's interesting too, right? He brings that steadfast principle to the table that is always consistent, right? Always consistent. And I find it fascinating. You know, when people challenge sometimes, well, he's so much younger, how would he know anything about relationships? And I think to myself, well, if you had a conversation with him, it would change your opinion. His culture is definitely different. They don't scream and yell at each other. They talk things through. They respect each other's opinion. They don't talk over each other. They don't have that Western way of it's my way or the highway kind of conversation. Yes, they're determined. Yes, they're focused, but you're right. They're hustlers. It's all about doing the right thing and doing it for everybody, right? Everybody matters. It's not just about me. And it, you know, if I look at his culture and versus mine, you know, I would say the Western culture is much more self-centered, much more narcissistic, if you will. Whereas I don't see that from where he came from. I don't see that in the way he talks to his parents, the way he interacts with his sister and other people in his family. It's refreshing. It gives me hope that we have an opportunity to be that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I always tell people that one of the, you know, being Filipino and having a Philippine passport is kind of BS when you want to travel the world.
I know that because I have colleagues before where Yeah. They have a passport. They don't need to apply for a visa. I have to apply a bunch of visas.
Yeah. So there's definitely, you know, when we think about, you know, especially Paolo and I, you know, we have such big dreams. When we think about opportunity and mobility, it always pisses us off a little bit. Like, oh, why was I born in the Philippines? Why can't I just be born in Australia or somewhere else, right? Because it's purely lottery. It's genetic lottery. However, I also say that my upbringing as a Filipino, I think we've struck the perfect balance between ambition and really good family values. Just like the point that you raised, Chris, the mere fact that divorce doesn't exist in our country, it is still actually a rarity for a lot of us to grow up in like divorced or separated parents. It's just not a thing.
Very rare.
People are really into just marrying someone and that's your partner for life. And then that decision also doesn't come easy. Right. It's not like a Vegas drive-through wedding. It is, you know, there's pamamanhikan, which is like a special engagement ritual that is actually two families getting to know each other. And that's part of like our engagement ritual in the Philippines and people go through that. And so we have a lot of like parts of our tradition that really puts a lot of value into family partnerships, you know, couples being blessed by God, like, all, you know, in that way, I guess that there's a lot of benefit to growing up religious. So, you know, I can't wait for your kids to really learn a lot from Paolo. And of course, for Paolo to alter their DNA to 5% lumpia and 5% pancit, and what else?
I've cooked adobo one time.
Adobo,
for them.
5% adobo, alter their DNA. Yeah.
I think Chris has to go. I think he has to.
No worries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have to go make money.
Perfect. Well, quick tip before you leave, Chris, and Paolo and I will continue chatting and gossiping here.
Yes.
What is a quick tip for you for other people like you who may be at that moment in their lives, in their 50s, in their 40s, and they're thinking of starting a business with their partner and they have a huge age gap, or maybe they're trying to take a big leap, whatever that leap is. What is your advice for these people?
Make sure your relationship's solid first. Don't go into it with chaos, because it'll just be chaos, right? You don't want to take your personal life, go into a professional setting and have it bleed over. And I'm not saying it doesn't, but you have to be on solid footing. And I think unless you are, it's probably best to separate it until you're ready, right? Because it tests the relationship. You know, you have enough in this world testing you every day, right? Social media, family. Right. We've talked about the challenges culturally. We've talked about just the daily lives of things impacting us, right? And the stress. So, you know, you have all that. If you're not solid and have a good, at least relationship where you can communicate, and that is, you know, and that's on solid ground, if you will. It don't have to be perfect. There's no such thing as that, right? Perfection never happens, I don't think, in a relationship. You just get to a point where you get to a point. But I think if you don't have that, probably best to wait. And,
right.
You know, I've like I said, 2 years ago, if I rewind the tape, had we have started that then, I don't think it would have worked. I don't think we were ready. I think we had to evolve as a couple in a relationship, find our own way first, and then come together and go down that journey together. That's what I would say to somebody.
I love that. That's super solid. Thank you so much, Chris. And thank you so much
for
joining
your time.
Us.
Oh, thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Paolo. So let's take a little break here and talk about your business.
Yes,
and do a shameless plug. So tell us about your business and how can we find your products?
So, okay, guys, my business, my company is called Le Manila. It actually stands for L-E-L-E.M-N-L. I decided to name that way because the IATA code for Manila Airport is actually MNL, and I wanted something that is very close to my heritage that represents our culture. Yes, so they can find my products on Instagram as well at le.mnl, or actually, let me just make sure that I'm saying the right thing. Yes, it's at le.mnl. And they can also find my website, which is www.lemnl.com.
Right.
So my candles are plant-based. They're non-toxic. And they're all, by the way, hand-poured in small batches. And I am in the process of scaling too. I'm doing a lot of social media, a lot of blogs too, and some write-ups for press. But the majority of this is, I just don't want to build a business in this capitalistic society. I also want to build a business where I can also help people to have jobs, secure their livelihoods, especially in my country. Yes.
I love that. So I'm a big candle person. And honestly, I have so many candles in my house. I pick up candles everywhere. It's great for like meditation, you know, relaxing, making the room, just changing the ambience of the room. So I love that. I'll definitely check it out. I look through your website and gosh, all of the scents look really yummy. So definitely visit their website, guys. It's Lemonil.
Yes. Actually, for a short,
L-E-M-N-L. L-E-M-N-L. So you can, yes, you can easily, you know, it's just five letters, type that on your browser and you're going to see all these colorful small batch, organic and vegan, made from coconut soy. That's awesome.
And by the way, I curated them. So for those of you who want to lift your mood, I curated scents that are proven to actually lift your moods, like lavender, eucalyptus, and rosemary ingredients. These candles are also infused with essential oils that are also proven with backwards research and studies from different colleges and universities and institutions as well, that conducted this research, that it is proven by at least 30% to improve your mood in a stressful situation.
Wow, that's awesome. So definitely check them out. Currently, they only ship within the United States. And if you're listening to this podcast, we're also giving away 4 candles from Lemonilla.
Yes.
And all you need to do is share this episode and tag Paolo or me, Carla. I'm Carla Stefan on Instagram. Tell your friends about this awesome episode. Maybe it will inspire them to date an older zaddy. A younger baby.
I know. It's actually a funny stereotype that I also get from time to time, especially when I flash him around on social media. I think I've been in social media since 2012. And so I think for those people for whom I've lost audience and gained audience, and there are times where they get bored on what they see. And so when I flash him sometimes, my metrics goes up.
Oh, yeah, me too. I get my girlfriends like, commenting also whenever I post my boyfriend. I actually have one of my girlfriends message me the other day. She was like, you know, your boyfriend looks like he smells good all the time. And I'm like, oh, that's a fun compliment, but also you're never going to meet him because you'll probably try to steal him from me. I'm just kidding. But it's just like a funny, like a very niche compliment. Like, Yeah. So Paolo, it's just you and me. How involved is Chris in your business? Is this candle business your business together? Do you have other businesses together? What is his involvement?
Well, as of now, actually, since I think in our course of our relationship, we've learned how our characters are. Mm-hmm. So I think involvement may be 10% and 90%, because I do a lot of things too. I do a lot of social media marketing. And so my inspiration and really building my own business is because I keep telling him for the past 2 years that I've been here, all I've been doing was promoting other people's companies, brands and products. And I really got into this idea of, instead of me putting all my energy, pitching myself to these brands or to these companies, why not make a company of myself, build my own product and cross promote what I have to these products and brands as well. And it was a journey again for him and I, because at that time I didn't know how to execute that. So, and also he's in a completely different industry than I am. He is in AI cloud hardening. His company is all about AI, and he's been doing that for so long. And I'm all in the social media space. I'm in the having a presence online. And so, and when I met him, I needed to work on his social media. So that kind of was our driving force together. But when the first time that we were actually, him and I were chatting on Instagram, and we were like exchanging messages already and iMessage and FaceTiming, that was already the zeitgeist of my, let's say, the start of my candle idea. I just laid it off. It was not actually the first venture that I went into, because I also went into creating bags. But that was just so, and I like the sustainability side of what I do, and I just didn't find producing bags at that time were more sustainable than the product that I just launched. And that's why I'm in this path with him. I think the struggle is, I think we've learned how to somehow overcome all our struggles, because I think sometimes him and I know that him and I are serious together. We have new struggles every day. And I think sometimes our new struggles are totally different from the struggles that we had in the past, like sometimes communication. And most of the time it's about communication and about like his idea and my idea. And then the family also interlaced with it. So that is a challenge, I guess. It's, and his children are also becoming grown more by the day, and they have their different thought process too. They have their way of thinking too. And sometimes that also gets in between our decisions that we make, that we want to approach in our life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to know, because that conversation is not easy. You know, like how much ownership do you have over this business? How much, even if you're not dating with a person, I had a business partner, and that conversation, like how much money should I put in? When are we going to recover this investment? And, you know, and then how much salary should you get? You're the one working. I'm just putting money. All these conversations are difficult. And then you guys adding this dynamic of being life partners, plus the age gap, you know, sometimes even us younger people, we still can be intellectually arrogant. We're like, no, like, no. And we could be totally wrong. We're just like really arrogant, especially because like I studied in Ateneo, you studied in San Beda. And sometimes studying from these schools make you think you're better.
You're above it. Yes, exactly.
I know it's not a good thing. I'm not proud of it, but it is reality and it happens and we have to admit it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And I think sometimes that's a, I think because in the Filipino culture, especially studying in these colleges, there is this pressure to be the most intelligent or out of all the bunch, like regardless of what you do, you need to stand out in class and not fail in class or whatever. The competition, especially in the millennial era, is just so tight like that. And that sometimes, well, it's a good thing, because hustling in this generation right now, those elements play a role in your total package and how you're going to handle those challenges and those business challenges in your life. And the good thing about, I think what I got lucky about him is that because of his age as well, he has started his businesses. And when he sees the same pattern that I am taking right now and what I do in my business is that he learns how to pacify me. But also, I think this is where it's a give and take. Like he has a strength that I don't have and I have a strength that he doesn't have. And the family dynamics. Because I think American culture where I don't have a definition or a description on how it's like on my experience. Because being able to see the world, you really see sometimes even in the Philippines, you know, setting, just because they're in a happy marriage facade relationship doesn't mean that there are no cracks in their family, and each family is different. And just because annulment is not, I also have few classmates, even though it is rare, I probably have one or two classmates back when I was in college that even though their family are not annulled, but they're just legally separated. So those happen. And I think what I instilled him is the loyalty and also the, because at least I know that he's a good man, that he doesn't have tendencies of physical violence, thank God, because there are other people out there where they can't handle their emotions and their angers. Their outlet is to physically be violent. And sometimes that's pretty, that's like a gem that you just don't walk and stumble and see. And I think there are people that exist like that. And so when I see that he really has a good character, despite sometimes him and I have a misunderstanding, and is we meet in the middle. And I think that's the Filipino culture that I think that I'm glad that my parents, my mom and my dad together instilled that to me, to find a middle ground in all the things that you don't understand. But as long as you know what you feel for this person, that you value them, that you love them, you need to find a way how to have a middle ground, or else when your personal interest takes over you, regardless whether, I think this is also a different reality for me, because I realized that marriage sometimes is not your bulletproof that your relationship is going to be a happy ending or greener than the other.
Yeah. No, I love that. The point that you made about putting your values first and defining those. Yeah. And even if, when you're single, it is important to do that, because it will also steer you into good outcomes, whether it's a job, whether it's choosing friends, right? What are your intentions? What are your values? And and what kinds of values are important to you? Like one thing, and I'll let you share after here. One thing that one value that I've really put importance in during the pandemic, you know, we had a lot of time, we stayed home and we kind of reflected on our lives, and we reflected on our mortality and relationship. Yeah. Right? We just had a lot of time to think about it. I definitely took that as a chance to work on my boundaries. Before, I would go to events and I would do things that do not really sit well with me 100%, just because I'm afraid to be judged, or I would go to this friend's event and hang out with her, even though I don't want to because I'm tired or whatever. And I don't know how to communicate lovingly that me not hanging out with her doesn't mean I don't like her. It's just I needed time for myself. So I used to be, and then even with my partners, they asked something of me, I would just say yes. And I didn't put myself first. So over the pandemic, I was able to really nurture and develop these boundaries, and taught the people around me that having boundaries, me, is a facet of you loving them. Because if you exercise your boundaries, then it means that you're telling them, hey, I can only give up to here, and it's so I can give you the most, right? Because if I give more, I'm just faking, and that's not the real me.
Yeah.
Don't want to love you like that. So I definitely value that. What about you, Paolo? You know, with all of these things, business, new relationship, moving to a new country, during the pandemic, what was your big realization or a change in value that you had?
Well, I think my realization is, I think it first started with my mom, because my mom, she didn't knew how to handle the pandemic and the COVID, especially. Everybody didn't knew actually how impactful COVID was. So it was a little bit of a struggle for her. She got so scared when my dad and her had COVID. And considering at that time, my dad already had his bypass surgery. So it was a double pressure for her, because those were the times where everybody was mentioning, if you have an underlying cause that can aggravate the COVID, and there were a lot of deaths being reported. And so I think witnessing my mom going through that mental health scare, like the fear of you're losing your loved ones, was very difficult for me as well. And that really shifted my mind to strengthen my relationship with them too. Because I think sometimes now that I'm also getting more busier with my life, and I decided to live abroad and I don't have much time to like spend a lot of time with them, that also made me more closer to them in some ways, I think. And especially the market here and just the behavioral patterns of consumers here in America is also very completely different, and everyone is competitive here. And just the fast-paced changing of the culture, the buying behaviors of everybody. And especially if you're a one-man showman and you like do everything and you're outsourcing this, outsourcing that, that takes time too. And I think I realized the value of really putting the effort to really spend time or talk to your family. And they're also growing older and you get distracted with everything you do and you're forgetting that you have a family, you know? But I think somehow, I think this is probably what, I'm not trying to like hype our Filipino culture or whatever, but I am proud of our culture. It's because I think if we didn't have this family dynamics foundation to begin with, to withstand a lot of trials together and challenges together as a family, I think seeing how my friends who are also here, living here, went through a divorce, I met him, he got through a divorce, and his parents are also divorced. So sometimes your reality is challenged. And that is, I think, one of the things that made me a little bit shifted my mind into how a relationship works. And it kind of gave a little bit of anxiety to me too, because it is so normal here to have divorce, you know? Right. And so in the Philippines, it's not. And I think I've seen my parents struggle too. I've seen their disagreements too. I've seen both of their personality clash together too. But I've also seen what's important for them. So I think when him and I get in the heat of the moment and we have more good than the bad, and I always, my friends always ask me like, what's the secret in your relationship? I always tell them there's no secret in a relationship. We have more challenges actually. But I think the strength of our relationship depends on how we overcome those challenges.
Right. I love that. I love that. So that's a good point. Whether there's an age gap or not, there's always a way to overcome your differences and overcome your challenges, whether it's culture, age gap, status in life. You know, my partner is an executive and he's always had a job. And he loves his job. He's a great leader. He's a great manager. And me, I have never had a job. And partly because I'm actually unemployable. I wasn't a good employee. When I was an employee, I was late all the time, or I would show up with like 1 hour of sleep and I didn't, you know, so I've always had a business. So even with these differences, there's always a way to work together and it could always be beneficial. So, all right. So thank you so much for joining us, Paolo. This is such a great conversation.
Thank you, Carla, for having me.
Yes, I didn't even notice like the hour and 10 minutes go by. And Chris was also super game. So thanks for pitching the idea to him. And this is your first time, your guys' first time being interviewed.
Yes, yes. Our first podcast together.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It's definitely a milestone. And I hope you guys have fun. So how can people find you on social media? And Chris, if he's open, and to also people following him. And of course, let's talk about any business that you want to give a shout out to so that people can follow you and look and see all of the great and fun things you're doing.
All right. So guys, you guys can follow me on I Am John Pao. And you can also look into my YouTube that is linked in my bio as well. And I post about lifestyle. And I also post about mostly now on my Instagram, I post a lot of things, but I am shifting more into entrepreneurial. And so for those of you who are interested in those people who are starting their businesses from the ground up, just follow me. And I hope you learn something.
Yeah, thank you for that. And of course, guys, don't forget to visit Lemanila. That's lemnl.com. And if you live in the US, they offer free shipping for orders over $75 all over the United States. If you're a big candle person or you are looking for a gift for your girlfriend or a female coworker, your female boss, Mother's Day, definitely go to their site. It's such a great treat and it partners well with, you know, a box of chocolates or flowers. So it's definitely,
especially,
you know,
Valentine's Day is coming. Yes, yes. And by the way, I also want to plug Chris's Blue Ocean Ventures Instagram. And yes, he's Keeping Up with Chris Taylor too. So his is all about AI, and which is I'm not very versed about. So you guys, for any of you who has concerns or questions, just feel free to DM each one of us and we'll redirect you guys whichever message first.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so cool. So Blue Ocean Ventures, definitely follow that account, guys. You're going to learn a lot of things about AI. And keeping up with Chris Taylor, that's Chris's Instagram account. There's a Filipino joke, which was like, every Filipino is AI. Alipin ng ina.
And, you know, I think, Carla, also, I also want to take this opportunity to thank you, because I really wanted to support a lot of Filipinos as well, especially those Filipinos in our age group who are hustling, who are trying to make a difference and trying to keep up with the business ways of our generation. And I think it's really important to be part of these kind of adventures that we're spreading the words and awareness into commerces like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, I'm so grateful, Paolo, that you also slid into my DM so that this conversation can happen. Thank you so much, and send my love and my gratitude to Chris as well.
Thank you too.
Thank you, and see you guys around. To everyone that's listening, thank you so much for staying with us and hearing all the good gossip and the spicy gossip, not just gossip, actually a lot of business and life advice. Thank you so much, Chris. And of course, Paolo, definitely check them out, guys. Follow them. You're going to learn a lot. And see you guys next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.